All right. Well, good morning, everyone. God bless you. And I need to do some swap changes here as we get started. But this is on like tight. Can everyone see that right there? Good, good, good. Well, my sermon for today has a lot to do with more of a personal situation that I've been going through within myself, but I want to say that I don't believe that I'm the only one. This message here, and I got it off of Toby Mack's Speak Life, says, worrying is believing God won't get it right. How true is that statement? How well is that said? You know, I myself was having a lot of difficulty because, you know, I've been doing a lot of worrying, a lot of stressing about a lot of different things. And I know I'm not the only one. And I know there are members here in our church that are going through some things in their personal lives as well. And I know it can cause a lot of stress, maybe a lot of grief. But I just wanted to share this with you. Worry is believing God won't get it right. That is so interesting in saying that. Because when you look at it, you believe in God, right? We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe that He's capable and willing and able to do everything and anything. But yet, when we worry, it is believing God won't do it right. How many of you here have ever worried, have been anxious or stressed? I want to say you have. There you go. Thank you for showing your hands. Because that's the truth. Because if you're kind of denying it, then you're denying it to yourself. You're lying to yourself. No, I've never been worried. No, I've never been anxious. No, I've never been stressed. But God knows the truth. And I think you know the truth in yourself. Because it is one thing that it is a normal situation that we as humans go through in our lives. But I want you to understand one thing is this now. Although it's normal, it's something that we go through. Worrying is negative faith. How do you like that? And you know, I was having a really hard time. I was really struggling with this message. I knew what I wanted to say, and I had all these verses lined up, or some of these verses, and I had more. However, Friday was just a hectic and a stressful day. I was worried and stressed because I had to get the sermon done and I wanted to get it done. I knew what I wanted, but I just could not put it together. However, late last night, I heard Mr. T.D. Jakes and I was like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? It was a little sermonette that he had going on that I heard, was just because it was just a little portion. And it was directly the same concept of what I'm preaching today. God is great. I want you to understand that God is good. So worrying is a negative faith. See, if we look at Romans 10:17, it says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's faith. But then if it comes to hearing and hearing by the word of God, then the question is then, what are you hearing if you continue to worry? What are you listening to if you continue to worry? Worrying is believing that God can't get it right. Worry is a negative, the opposite of faith, negative of faith. So you can have faith in a lot of things and many things. But is it going to be the good faith, the right faith, the true faith? So Romans 10:17, so then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And I ask you, so the question is, what are you listening to? Are you listening to God? Are you listening to the word of God? Are you picking up your scripture? Are you picking up your Bible? And are you reading? You know, and sometimes reading out loud allows you to hear the word of God. So what are you hearing? What are you hearing? That's a big, big situation there. Because there's a lot of this that happens in the world that you hear a lot of different doctrine. You have a different truth. And I had thought about putting this in, and I hadn't. But I'm going to bring it in. It's just that, you know, I have an uncle. And it's not my uncle Junior who comes here, but an uncle who used to tell me and my brothers when we were younger, and I want to say more in our teens, because he came into it when we were younger, closer early teens, that he'd say in Spanish, "Ayúdate y yo te ayudaré." He says, "Isn't that scriptural, isn't it?" He goes, "That's God saying that." In other words, he's saying, "Help yourself, and I will help you." And I kind of, there for the longest time, I thought about it, and I thought, you know, that kind of makes sense. It almost like it sounds like a God thing. That, okay, if I help myself, God is going to help me. I can do that. I have no problem. And I think a lot of, based of what I've done in my life and a lot of things that I've done, I've kind of think, okay, if I do it for myself, God is going to help me. Later on in life, things didn't kind of go as always as they could, and they could come, and things were rough, things were hard. And then my little brother, my younger brother Richard in San Diego, he said, "You know what? You know, in hard times, when he gets on hard times, he goes, I've thought of that." And he goes, "You know what? I went to examine it. I went to look at Scripture. I looked up and down the Bible, and I looked everywhere, and it does not say that. It does not say that." So I was like, "Huh." Kind of devastated me a little bit, because I kind of sounded real good. Because doesn't God ask us to step out in faith? He asks us to move, to do something. And he'll be there with us. As in regards to the Matthew 28 principle, he tells us to go out and teach and preach to all nations. And yet, yo, I'm with you till the end of the end, to the end of ages. I'm there. And I thought, well, wait a minute. How can that not be true? But it isn't. It isn't. See, we have to learn to rely and depend on God. And that's the truth. God is our sustainer. God is the one who keeps us safe. He's the one who upholds us when we are weak. Now, mind you, I'm not going off of what I've written right now. I'm kind of just shooting from the hip because, you know, this is the Spirit speaking to me, through me, but not only for myself. Like I said, this message came because I needed something for me. I was struggling. But you know what? I'm not alone. And I saw the hands. Praise God that I'm not alone. Because it's not about just me, but it's for everyone. See, if we go on, it says faith. Like I said, okay, faith comes by hearing, and what are you listening to? But life in general can be difficult, can be complicated with everyday life. We can get life in itself. We can walk out this door and you're going to see individuals having troubles and every problems, and they're going to have worries and stress because it's already got a lot of problems. It has a lot that can affect us. Like I said, different doctrines, different beliefs, different accusations, different sayings, different everything that affects us. So it's already difficult in itself that we listen and what we listen to. And again, I'm going to go back. Are we listening to the Word of God? Are we listening to God? Because worrying is believing God won't get it right. See, in life, it is difficult. It can be complicated. However, at times, we place high demands on ourselves. We push ourselves to work longer hours. I need that overtime to pay my bills. I need that overtime to get what I need for this, for that, and the other. I need a new cell phone because this one's not working. I need new outfits because I got a new job. I got a job that I got to take care of. And then we look at the car needs to be fixed. The refrigerator is not working. We need groceries and the kids need shoes. We need a lot of things and we worry about a lot of things. Because that's life. But it's how we deal with and what we allow into our spirit, into our ears, into our minds, and into our thoughts. See, everything. We need everything. Have you ever had that? Everything is going wrong. Everything seems to be happening at one time, but then it rolls to the next thing, to the next. And it's like, it's taking more my money. It's taking more of my income. It's taking more of what I need to sustain my family, myself. I need. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? How can I do this? Let's not forget our workplace. Our workplace has deadlines, things that we have to do, reports, conflicts, because they don't agree with something that you have done or something that's about that, you know, you should to incorporate, get teamwork going. But they, you know, so there's conflicts. And then there's also gossip, chisme that goes on and happens. Why? What are you listening to? If faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, then what are you putting into your ears? What are you listening to? See, God does not say that we should not think of these things, but that we should not just... let me reread that because I'm kind of getting too excited here. It says, God does not say that we should not think of these things, but that we should not perseverate over them, causing us to become ill and turn and in turn creating medical expenses, more bills, and not only that, but also losing sleep. You're not sleeping well, so there's more stress. See, it is not meant for us. It's not meant for us to just continue to throw it on us and 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 throw it on us. You need to tell God, well, you need to tell yourself, and, you know, hey, I need to depend on somebody else. See, again, God wants us, God doesn't say that we shouldn't think about it, but we shouldn't perseverate over them. God wants our focus to be on Him and His will. He wants our focus to be on Him and His will. Okay? It says, let's look at what Jesus has to say in this manner. Let's go to Matthew chapter 6. We're going to go verses 25 through 27. So, He wants us to focus on Him and His will. It says, Matthew 6, 25 through 27, verse 25. It says, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Is that not truth? Is that not something you should be hearing? Don't worry. Tells us not to worry. Look in verse 26. It says, look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. They don't reap. They don't go out to work. They don't gather and store. But yet they eat. They eat. Our heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? Huh. Think about that. Are you not more of a value to God than the birds in the air? He feeds them. He feeds them. Will He not then feed you? Would He not then care for you? Would He not help you through your struggles and through your worries, your stress, and your anxieties? Let's look at verse 27. Which of you, by worrying, can add a cubit to his stature? Huh? Can anybody? Who's that great? Who's that good? Let's worry, man. I can do good. I'm going to worry all day long. I'm going to just sit here and worry all day. I'm going to stress myself. I'm going to get anxious. I'm going to eat my fingernails all the way down to the bone and to everything else. And I'm going to do everything because you know what? Yes, I'm going to conquer everything. I'm going to move on forward. I'm going to be able to do it because I'm going to just sit here and fester. Who? Which of you, by worrying, can add a cubit? See, continuing to worry is like the definition of insanity. Doing the exact same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome. Wow. How do you like them apples? You're a little insane now because you keep doing it over and over. You're worrying. And like, I'm stressed. But you know what? It's going to be different. I know it is. But I'm going to keep sitting here. And stressing. I'm going to keep worrying. I'm going to be anxious and stressed. Because I know it's going to change. Wow. That's crazy. That's insane. And if you have that kind of energy, let's try to put it to something in more good use. But that's a lot. But that's not what he wants us to do. Let's look more into the word. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. See, verse 6 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Be anxious for nothing. Be worryless for nothing. Be stressful for nothing. Don't do those things for nothing, but in everything, but prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving. Let God know. Let your request be made known to God. Let God know. Verse 7, letting them know. Let me tell you what verse 7 says, because God answers. And the peace, in verse 7, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. The peace. It's calling upon the Lord. Be anxious for nothing, but call upon the Lord. Call upon Him. Let your requests be known to Him. See, you worrying, stressing, and being anxious is like a ship tossed to and fro in the storms of a sea. It is a battle of the mind, and I say that. Be anxious for nothing, everything, prayer and supplications. And in verse 7, peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds. Okay? Worrying, stressing, being anxious is like a ship tossed to and fro, but it is a battle of the mind, a struggle that pulls you, pushes you, and you become weary and exhausted. Weary and exhausted to the point where you fall and you collapse. And you collapse to your knees. Oh my God. That's a lot of stress. That's a lot of anxiety. It gets you that tired. Beaten. Overwhelmed. And on your knees in submission. And on your knees, beaten and overwhelmed, and on your knees in submission. Now, there's no better place to be there than, no other place than to be there. But then the next thing is to look up and call upon the Lord. When you're on your knees, when it weakens you and it tears you down and you're exhausted and you fall to your knees because I'm giving up, I'm exhausted, I'm tired, I can't do no more. But you're on your knees. The only place that you can do is look up. Look up. Psalms 121, 1 and 2. When you're on your knees, And all you can do is look up and call upon the Lord. Psalms 21, 1 and 2. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. For whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Who greater to call upon than the man himself who created heaven and earth? When you're weak, when you're tired, when you just allow this worry and the stress and the anxieties overtake you, then it's all right. Collapse. Let yourself fall to your knees in submission and call upon the Lord, because He created heaven and earth. Now that you've called upon the Lord, you need to trust in Him and allow Him to help you. Trust in Him and allow Him to help you. Isaiah 1:13. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Oh my, what more can you ask for? Call upon Him and trust in Him. Trust in Him. For His word is truth. His word is truth. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not. I will help you. However, we then become impatient. We start setting limits. We begin pacing, looking at our watches or the new cell phone that we had to get earlier. We decide, okay, let's set a timer. Let's set a timer on the microwave, Lord, because you know what? I gave it to you now, and I need to know, because I need it now. I need your miracles now. I need you to take care of my worries now. I need you to take care of my anxieties now. I am stressed now, but I need you to do that. So let me set the timer on the microwave. Let me just do that. Let's do that. And then you start saying, okay, God, we set the timer. How much longer? How much longer do I have to sit here and wait? How much longer, Lord? How much longer? And you're like, I'm sitting here waiting, and I'm waiting. You're watching the timer on the microwave. Then you said, I'm feeling a little hungry. So here, Lord, let me put a little hot pocket or a burrito. Let me get that warmed up. Once that's done, Lord, we're good, right? We're good. Because I'm going to be fed. We're going to be great. Let me just warm that up. Because, Lord, I know. You just wanted me to put a hot pocket or a burrito in there and wait. You don't want me to be starving when you answered the prayers, because, you know, I got to get up and do things. So let me get that hot pocket, or let me get that burrito going. We can do this. We can do this. So, all right, I'm telling God, okay, all right, God, I'm sitting here waiting. I'm waiting. You should be done with this. It should be done, because, oh, the timer's coming down. Oh, I'm down to 20 seconds now. Okay, Lord, down to 10 seconds. I know it's coming, because I'm hungry. I'm hungry, and it's coming. Your blessings are coming, right, Lord? All right, 10, you know, 5. We got down to 3, 2, 1. Ding! Give me that, Lord. Give me that back. You snatched back the request and the gift that you asked Him to help you with. You take that back. Fine. I'll do it. Ooh. I'll do it. Is that right? You're going to do this. I just finished telling you, I will hold your right hand. I will help you. You're going to do it. Well, let me sit back. Help yourself, and I will help you. So, Lord, I'm helping myself. Then you're going to help me, because you got to help me, because I'm going to start helping myself. I'm taking that back. I'm done. I can do it. That's a misconception, and that's a sadness sometimes in our own society, even with our young ones. And adults, with Christians, non-Christians. They truly believe that everything and all things you can do. Those who are non-Christians believe, I do it. I've done it. I can do it on my own. I don't need God because there is no God. Sometimes as Christians, we forget who our Lord and Savior is. We forget the power that He has. We forget that He created the heavens and the earth. We forget that He is God Almighty, and anything and everything is possible through Him. And we become impatient and we take back thinking, we can do it. We can do it. Coming close to the end of my sermon, we're really pretty much done here, is that I want to say, when did we forget that God made the heavens and the earth and everything in it? And everything in it. I want to show you this next slide. When did we forget that God made the heaven and the earth and everything in it? It says, when we, in our struggle, because we struggle, we worry, we stress, we get anxious, that we need to remember that it's God's timing, not mine. It is God's will, not mine. It is God's plan, not mine. It is God's glory, not mine. Not mine. Understanding that, it's God's time, not mine. God's will, not mine. God's plan, not mine. God's glory, not mine. That we truly need to understand and remember Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. To where it says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. We can't forget that Jesus Christ, the Lord God, we don't think the same. His thoughts are better and greater than ours. We start to look at our own humanness and our own weakness, and we think, and sometimes, what do? But then we forget who He is. Then we start to look at, well, I'm capable of doing things on my own. And then we start to exhort our own selves. We start to believe that we are our own gods, that we don't need God because we can do it on ourselves. And that in itself is a mistake. We always need to remind ourselves and remember that His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. His glory, not ours. I have just before I get ending, I have another thing that I really want you to really, it's something I want you to look at, or not, well, to read along, but to listen. Can you get that, Levi? It's something that kind of has helped me along my way, my path, that in my struggles and my worries, that every time that it came on, I listened to it, it reminded me. And it brought me to my knees. But then again, I come back. Give it to me, Lord, because it needs to be on my time, not your time. And that's not so. But this always has humbled me and reminded me that it's on God, not me.
Inside my mind, I try to keep you safely in between the lines. I try to put you in the box that I've designed. I try to pull you down so we are eye to eye. When did I forget that you've always been the king of the world? Still I run ahead and think I'm strong enough. When you're the one who made me from that dust, when did I forget that you've always been the king of the world? I try to take life back right out of the hands of the king of the world. How could I make you so small when you're the one who holds it all? When did I forget that you've always been the king of the world? Ooh, set it all in motion, every single moment. You brought it all to me, and you hold.
How did we forget that he is the king of the world and will always be the king of the world? As I end, I thank you for today, and I hope this message can have touched you and may have given you some good idea and understanding of where God's at in his in your life and in your will. And so I come down here to ask that if you feel that maybe your will hasn't been with God, you haven't been hearing the word of God lately, or you've not, your faith has been kind of more in a negative aspect, that you're worrying and you're stressing, that you've taken gifts back from God to do on your own. You know, I'd like to invite you at this time, I'd like to pray for you, or I'd like to have us pray. But if you want to come forward, you're more than welcome, because sometimes we need prayer. We need each other. We always need each other to get through life, to get through our troubles. Just as God is taking care of us, we, as a church family, as a member of Jesus Christ's body, take care of each other. But if, you know, but if not, let's just bow our heads. Dear most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, Heavenly Father, you are the King of this world. You created us from dust, Heavenly Father. Great are you, Heavenly Father, in this world. Great are you in our lives, in our hearts, in our minds, Heavenly Father. Lord, great are you to uphold us when we are weak, when we are unable to. You hold us, you carry us, you comfort us, and let us know that you are capable, that you can carry us when we are weak and we're not strong, dear Lord. Lord, forgive us, Heavenly Father, for the lack of faith, for the little faith at times in our lives. Forgive us for taking back what we've given to you to take care of us. Forgive us for slapping away your hand from holding it to helping us, Heavenly Father. Forgive us and strengthen us and guide us, Heavenly Father, that Lord, Heavenly Father, that we may stand up and stand up, come up and stand up and do your will. And never forget, Lord, that you are the King. You are our life, our spirit, our heart, and our mind. Praise you, God. Glory be unto you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And glory to you all. Peace be with you. Thank you.